The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Vijay, and welcome to the next edition here of Kiss Your Life Hello. We have a wonderful, wonderful program ahead of us today. And without much ado, I'd like to bring in my co-host, Dr. H. Dr. H., are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day out here. How are you?
I'm doing good. It must be a good omen because there's a duck swimming in our pool this morning, and our dog was not barking. In fact, the dog wanted to play with the duck this morning. So the rest of the day is going to be fantastic because the duck made it through. The dog didn't bark, so everything is calm back.
We are so grateful for everything that's in our lives. Any small thing, that's great. But we had a wonderful show last week when I was on vacation in those fantastic lands. But I thought we had a great show last week with the conflict resolution by the Weinholz, Barry and Janae.
That's very powerful, you know. The one book called Flight from Intimacy and then their other book called Conflict Resolution, which they spoke about last week, in regards to how important it is in a relationship to not only to communicate but to listen. And it's so difficult because, you know, there isn't communication 101 or listening 101, you know, in high school or college. And if we, most of us come from a family that really didn't listen in the first place. So it's so important as an adult or even coming into a relationship as a young person to be able to understand that and to be able to follow through, learn to listen and listen to learn.
Well, I think it's great because you're actually resolving conflicts and preempting it and understanding the processes and the emotional baggage that we bring into the communications. So I think it's fantastic. But today we're going to have another a guest just for a couple of minutes. So this is a surprise guest, and he's Frank Kusinoff. And Frank is actually the president of the Cancer Control Society, and you and I have been speaking about the upcoming annual cancer convention that's coming up at the Sheraton Universal over the Labor Day weekend. So, Frank, come on in and welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello. We'd love to have you talk about what the conference is and, you know, what can you share with us?
Well, good morning to both of you. It certainly is a pleasure for me to be here. And you're absolutely right, 37th Annual Convention of the Cancer Control Society, Labor Day weekend at the Sheraton Universal Hotel in Universal City, California. And for those that aren't familiar with that, it's in the Hollywood area of Los Angeles across the street from Universal Studios. But the real story, of course, is what's going to happen inside the hotel. And one of our featured speakers, of course, is going to be you yourself. We're very, very happy to have you. And the Cancer Control Society has its mission to provide education and information about alternative and integrative therapies for cancer and other diseases. And we're a nonprofit charitable organization that through our annual convention, through books, videos, CDs, magazines, we try to help educate people on what their options are, both when disease strikes, what to do, how to alleviate it, and how to restore health, and of course, more importantly, is how to prevent disease and how to maintain health so that people don't get sick. And as I mentioned, you're going to be one of our featured speakers. And one of the great things about being the president of the Cancer Control Society is I do get to go to a lot of different conferences around the country throughout the year. And in fact, that's how you and I met at the Natural Products Expo this past March. And
yes,
we were very impressed with both, I mean, your background and what you're doing, and it just seemed to be such a natural thing for us to have you participate with us in our program this year.
It's an honor to have the invite to speak at this 37th Annual Cancer Convention that you're holding at the Sheraton Universal this coming weekend, because you have been putting on a fantastic array of information out, not just at this conference, but in a number of other conferences out throughout the year through your books and your DVDs, as you said, about the different options and different choices that people have. Dr. Hitch, what is your view about some of the speakers? Because I know you know a number of them very, very well.
Now you're giving away my age because I've been around for a long time. Thank you very much.
There's some heavy hitters. Wisdom come together.
You're right. It's amazing, you know, to get a collection of so many very powerful people, even, you know, with yourself included, Dr. Vijay, and giving people choices towards alternative ways, you know, dealing with cancer and other type of diseases too. So even though it's a cancer,
yes,
conference, there are other subjects, let's say, and for other different conditions that we can help people with too. So, Frank, what are the hours and what is the cost? Because I know it's a 3-day session.
It's the primary part of the program, as you mentioned, 3 days: Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 5, 6, and 7. And of course, that's this weekend coming up. For people in your audience that would like to get more information, if they go to cancercontrolsociety.com, all
right,
one word, of course, lowercase, put that in a web browser, and then click on 2009 convention, they'll be able to get all of the speakers in the entire event. We go on Saturday and Sunday. We go from about 9 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. We have live speakers throughout the day, and then after our dinner break on Saturday and Sunday, we come back and we show a number of DVDs. For instance, on Saturday, we're going to have the Beautiful Truth, which is a Steve Crochelle production about the Gerson Institute, What Your Doctor Won't Tell You About Cancer. And then on Sunday evening, we have Sweet Suicide DVD. It's with Nancy Appleton.
By the way, she's going to be on our show, I believe, in January with a brand new book.
Excellent. And we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, we're going to have Burton Goldberg's new DVD production, Cancer Conquest. Monday, we start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we go until 6 o'clock in the evening. And that's the 3 days where we have the live speakers. It's open to the public. Again, then, on Tuesday, we actually have a professional symposium with many of our speakers. And, of course, the public's invited to that. But the doctor symposium is where the doctors themselves get to talk to each other, exchange ideas, and ask each other questions. And then on Wednesday, September 9, we're going to do the first of two tours of the Tijuana clinics in Mexico. And one of the things I think that is significant about our conference, even though it is primarily aimed for the layperson, nurses, California nurses and dentists can actually pick up continuing education units at every one of our events and throughout the day, over the weekend, the doctor's symposium, and even on our tours of the clinics. They're actually continuing education classes for medical professionals, and we've been told that even nurses and some other specialties outside of nursing from states outside of California We'll even be able to pick up continuing education units. Merely check with your state board, and if it has reciprocity with California, then it's an excellent way to pick up some continuing education units.
That's great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing everybody. So, Dr. Vijay, what do you say we say thank you to Frank, and then we move on to, I think you have a special guest, don't you?
Yes, definitely. And thank you, Frank, for being on the show and telling us this wonderful information to our sharing the information with our listeners. So we hope to see all of you there at the conference and come over to our booth. We are in booth 27, Dr. H and myself, and we'll be happy to speak with anyone. And definitely, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be on the show with you, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you, Frank.
Us too.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye.
So we're going to have a wonderful couple here. Dr. H, you want to introduce them? Because I think
you mentioned, too, that you're going to have a friend of yours at our booth, too, that people would be interested.
Oh, yes, yes. This is something a little bit different because Monique Emiot wrote a book called, listen to this, it's called Who Took My Money?
I like that one.
Isn't that great? Who Took My Money? And it's all about how to break free from debt slavery. And she's going to talk a lot about the financial constraints that people are facing right now, financial crisis, and especially so, Dr. H, you know that when people go through a difficult health challenge, like facing a chronic illness like cancer or any other chronic illnesses, the financial challenges are tremendous. On top of the health challenge and the burden that they're bearing. So Monique has come with a unique way on how to help people cope with, the financial difficulties they may be facing through. And it doesn't matter where you are at. She gives some excellent tools. So she'll be at our booth as well. And I'm very privileged to have her with us.
We're going to have a nice eclectic group with us. This is exciting. I'm looking forward to catching up with you again and then meeting Monique. Well, as long as I have the mic over here, there is an awesome book that is out there called Tantric Sex for Busy Couples, How to Deepen Your Passion in Just 10 Minutes a Day. These two people I just absolutely have fallen in love with. I've known them for many, many years back in Sarasota, Florida. Diana and Richard Daffner has written this awesome book called Tantric Sex for Busy Couples. Change how you make love and how your lovemaking creates intimacy. Diana, Richard, are you there?
Hi there. This is Diana.
Right. Oh, I knew that was Diana. And where's my friend Richard?
Oh, you didn't hear me with a... are you hearing me, Howard?
I hear you loud and clear, Richard. Good morning.
Good morning.
And this is Dr. Vijay. She's on the other line.
Dr. Vijay, hello.
Hello. Welcome, both of you. We've heard so much about your book and about yourself, and we can't wait to interview you for the next half an hour on our show after we come back from the break.
Okay. Looking forward to it ourselves.
There is something that I would like to read. We have a couple minutes. And I remember, Diana, you gave this to me when I was living in Florida many years ago. It's called The Lover's Touch. Mm. May I have the honors of reading the first paragraph?
Oh, please.
Okay. The lover asked, how would you like to touch you? How would you like me to touch you? The lover answered, I would like you to touch me as if you were going away tomorrow, far, far away, and you wanted to remember the feel of my body, the texture of my skin, the hills and valleys, that make up the landscape of who I am. That's just the first paragraph. So, boys and girls, you're going to have to get the book to read the rest of the poem because it's absolutely awesome. You know, when you first gave that to me, I think when I had my TV show, I think, isn't that when you came up with the poem?
Oh, my goodness, back then.
We were much younger, weren't we, honey?
Oh, we're still young. Tantric sex keeps you young.
There you go. Well, we're coming to a break pretty soon. Very quickly, what would you say tantric means? And then we'll go into it after we come back.
You want me now or when we come back?
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. We have a few seconds. Go ahead.
Tantric sex. Tantra is, it's hard to be brief, but I would say quickly that it's embracing the oneness that we are.
Mm. Love that. What do you think, Dr. Vijay?
I think it's very profound what we're moving into the next couple of minutes after we come back from the break. We're going to go deeper into who we are, and this is just not about your usual lovemaking, which is great, but it's about intimacy and a deeper level of connection. So I can't wait to hear more what our guests have to say. So we will come back in a couple of minutes, and we'll continue.
into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to Kiss Your Life Hello. We have an awesome book that we're going to be talking about. An awesome couple, Diane and Richard Daffner, wrote a book called Tantric Sex for Busy Couples. I want to read something because you have a quote from Virginia Satir, who has been my hero for so many years. She says in your book, "I believe the greatest gift I can conceive of having from anyone is to be seen, heard, understood, and touched by them. The greatest gift I can give is to see, hear, understand, and touch another person. When this is done, I feel contact has been made." This is the whole, I mean, if it was to summarize the whole book and anything about relationships, sex or no sex, this is exactly where it's at. This, to me, would be the ideal relationship.
For me, too, obviously, because I put that quote in.
Sure.
It's always had great meaning for me as well. That sense of connection seems to be the answer to the yearning that I've always had for intimacy and love.
So tell us, start from the beginning. So tell us, you know, you mentioned a little bit about the definition of tantric. And please, anybody that's listening, call in. There's some awesome questions, because I will come up with some questions if nobody calls in, because I am very interested in following this through, because I'm a huge, huge believer with relationships. And a lot of people are scared to say the R word.
The R word, relationship.
Yeah, they are. They're scared of that.
And even intimacy, Howard.
And intimacy, yeah, you're right.
Relationships are really about joining with another person and joining in a way that really matters. You know, I think what Richard and I share in our workshops is what works for us, but also what matters to us. And relationship really, really matters.
You're on a roll. Keep talking. You have as much as possible.
First, let me clarify a little bit. Tantra is not about sex. Tantra, from the get-go, Tantra is an ancient spiritual training, a path of enlightenment that speaks to the awareness and the energy of life itself. Sexuality and sexual energy is just one small piece of that life that we are. And some of the ancient tantric teachings embraced sexuality as the most powerful energy in our being, in our bodies.
The energy of creation.
I mean, you know, it's powerful too. When I first got the book, received the book, I guess several months ago, when you guys were on our other show, the fact that where you come from, Diana, in the flow of the book, which is absolutely awesome, it's very, very impressive, and then Richard's comments, and Richard coming from the male ego, and that's the part I'm really identifying with.
Because
a lot of us guys fall into that category. So instead of just coming strictly, you know, the book coming from you, which was beautiful, I love the comments and the little statements, you know, that Richard has throughout the book. It balances the book out, because as a guy, I can understand this and say, okay, I'm not the only one. Okay, how do I work through this?
Well, thank you. We thought it was just necessary. I mean, because we are talking about relationship, and relationship has a male and female perspective.
Yeah, and in the yearning for connection was not something that Richard is so obviously aware of for himself. But the experience of connection is something that he really cherishes and loves.
Absolutely. Never thought I could say that, but I think I expressed it well in the book.
Yes, you did.
But yeah, I mean, once you make that heart connection, and I might add, fuel with a sexual slant, gosh, I mean, it's the best.
Yeah, the sexual slant is what really locked him into the product or the program, and it is so important in a relationship. So Tantra, although it's not only about sexuality by a long shot, it does give us some tools and some insights and some patterns that turn our sexual time together into a really joyful connection and intimate sharing. And that's, I believe, why tantric sex has become a buzzword today, why the interest in it is there. And it's the Western teachers of Tantra, the people who in the last 20, 30 years brought this ancient teaching to us and alerted us to us, saw its value in relationship.
Mm.
If I may ask you a question, Diana, it's wonderful in your book that you talk about the orgasm is not the same as ejaculation, and you talk about the orgasm describing these wonderful liberating feelings that, you know, that sort of propel us into another state of sense of connection with something beyond our bodies. And how do you relate that to, you know, your energy centers?
Well, typically, a climax or ejaculation or the ultimate end, what people often call the happy ending to sexual time together, is often, especially for men, but also for women, is often experienced in the lower energy centers, the first and second chakras, what Richard and I call the sex center in our program that we teach called Tantra Tai Chi. And when the heart is engaged and the upper spiritual center is engaged, the orgasmic feeling becomes more full body, more expanded, and isn't tied into so much just being a physical release.
Mm. I often equate the ejaculation to a sneeze in the groin. The sneeze occurs when you have a buildup of pressure in your nasal passage. It's, you know, pressure, and you can't hold it anymore. Achoo, you know, you let it out. It's basically, if you keep all your sexual energy in your pelvic floor, the buildup of pressure, ultimately you're going to have to sneeze. At the point of the sneeze, i.e. ejaculation, it's a pretty good feeling. But that feeling is the orgasm. And if we learn to move that sexual energy through our whole body into the upper energy centers, we can still have that marvelous feeling of release, which we are calling orgasm, and not necessarily has to be accompanied by the ejaculation, which is just the release of the ejaculate.
You know, it's interesting because some people believe to be very, very spiritual, because what you're talking about is really on not only on a sexual intimacy, but it's also a spiritual intimacy. Some people believe that to be very spiritual, you need to be celibate. You know, and I don't believe that. I believe that the sexual energy is just part of us, and we still can be spiritual. And your book basically covers, even though it doesn't say that, it covers that, because you're making a connection with another human being. You're making a connection with another soul. I mean, how spiritual can we get with that?
You're really making a connection with your own soul and your mm-hmm. own spirit, and that's what so changes tremendously what happens in lovemaking, and that the goal is not the release. Even the full body release isn't the goal. The goal is, if there is a goal, is to be in the moment open to the truth of who we are.
That's very profound.
Experience is very profound. I mean, there are times when Richard and I have a daily practice. We call it peaceful passion. It sounds like two different things, right? Peace and
absolutely.
Passion. But we do have a daily sexual practice. It's very tantric, and we do write about it in our book, Tantric Sex for Busy Couples, and because we can do it very in a short period of time. But when we are embraced with one another and lying in this incredibly sacred experience of union, sometimes I look at him and I go, is this sex? Because it's so different and so much more profound than our other more active times together, and it's just amazing. We teach this at our workshops.
You know, I've known you guys for a number of years. I've been using this peaceful passion in my relationship, and it's amazing. And you're absolutely right. I love the definition. The fact of just snuggling either late in the evening or early in the morning, and just touching and caressing without, you know, leading to sex with no strings attached. It feels so nice and so comfortable, because then you don't have to be doing the physical energy. I mean, if it leads to it, it leads to it. But if it doesn't, how do I want to say this? It's more of a freeing effect. And to me, that's the peaceful with the passion, because, you know, I'm in my lover's arms, and our bodies are just connected, and it's beautiful.
And connected totally, really yes. connected, even, you know, from the sex center to the heart center, that everything is really embraced and engaged is amazing. And the way that we bring couples to an awareness and an understanding how to do this is through a movement program, actually, that we call Tantra Tai Chi.
Hmm. How can we get the book?
You know, I came to all of this with a background in martial arts. I don't know if you remember, I have a black belt in Aikido. And I was also a massage instructor. I taught massage out at Esalen Institute.
Right.
And so I was engaged with touch. I was engaged with movement and awareness and energy. And when we took all of that and I shared it with Richard and applied it to our, not just our lovemaking, but our being together, it enabled us to move into a whole new life together. And we love sharing it with other couples. We love telling them about it, showing them, not specifically showing them. At our workshops, by the way, there is no public sexuality. There's not even any nudity at our workshops, unless, except for those that are sometimes held at specifically nudist resorts. Like there's one coming up next week at Caliente Resort in Florida, which is a clothing optional nudist resort. But the workshops are, the workshops are always fully clothed. And even at Caliente, the intimacy retreats are clothing optional.
Diana, when we come back from our commercial break, because we have to pay for the show, that let's talk about some of the different exercises, and then how can I and all of us purchase the books. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and we are with a fascinating couple, Diana and Richard Daffner, and their book is called Tantric Sex for Busy Couples. We had a couple of minutes just before the break, and we were talking about, Diana and Richard, about the different kinds of connections with intimacy, what it means for a man and what it means for a woman. Maybe both of you can talk a little bit about what is intimacy, as regards to whether you're a man or a woman.
Well, I'll start coming from a woman, and since typically it's the women who do like to talk more than the men, or typically women deepen intimacy through conversation. We talk to each other. When something is a concern, we talk to someone. And so we consider often that talking, that sharing heart-to-heart verbal conversation a form of intimacy. Guys typically don't even use the word intimacy, I would venture
right.
to say.
indeed, we don't. Anyway, I certainly didn't until we started doing our tantric practices, and I started understanding more the needs of my wife, Diana, and I really couldn't, Diana was reaching out for a verbal connection, an emotional verbal connection, and I had difficulty giving that to her, and we came up with some exercises through a lot of trial and error that really, really are totally profound, easy, where I don't have to talk to create the intimacy, and Diana doesn't have to get prone on her back, because I would define intimacy as sex.
Yeah, so if we weren't feeling really close together, let's say, you're both in relationships, sometimes you're annoyed at each other or whatever, for whatever reason, and Richard would initiate sexual time together and thinking that, let's have sex and then we'll feel intimate, even if that wasn't the word he would use, right?
Right.
And my reaction was, why would I want to have sex with someone that I don't feel already close with? And
and that's a major gap in most relationships, in many, many relationships. I wouldn't say most, but in many, many relationships. And effectively, the process that Diana and I came up with was a very, very simple, easy to learn, easy to do Tai Chi practice, which when I'm talking about easy, slow, repetitive movements that within 2 or 3 minutes of just doing one of or two or three of these movements together, facing each other, synchronizing your energy together, you both relax into a heart space together and then can move on to wherever, you know, where whatever is appropriate.
Yeah, it was really
The flow of energy is really interesting. Excuse me for a second. I went to a seminar a number of years ago where I was speaking, and I listened to the person that spoke before me, and she talked about the energy. Male energy flows from the bottom up. That's why our sexual part just hits us right away, the sexual intimacy. The flow for women starts from the head down. So when you're stating, Diana, about, you know, the verbal and the emotional portion for the women, that's where it starts, and then eventually goes down into the sexual part. For us guys, it's the opposite energy, and it's getting to know that flow, and I believe your exercises probably create that balance.
And finding it in that each of us can move in either direction, and being grounded isn't just and coming from the base or the bottom isn't really just a masculine way. It's something that gives us center, and I mean, maybe it is. I suppose it could be considered yang in some way, but it's also our whole being. And so, what amazes me is that if I settle and center inside of myself, in Richard's presence, and he's settling and centering inside of himself, and we're facing each other and making eye contact and aware of each of us, aware of our own presence, magic happens.
Right.
And it's really that simple. I mean, we have one simple Tai Chi move where it's called the connected pose, where you're standing in front of your beloved or your date. Our work does not necessarily have to be in committed relationships. I mean, it just works. I mean, we're human beings, and if you're bothering to be intimate or you want to share intimacy, this connected pose, 2-3 seconds, standing with your legs underneath your shoulders and your hands open, palms, not spread out, but just your legs comfortable, your hands at your sides, with facing your beloved, and just you're totally vulnerable, and you're just standing there, gazing into each other's eyes, with a simple Kegel exercise or sex squeeze, if you wish. It becomes an extremely connecting, powerful experience.
Well, it's almost a definition of intimacy. The definition of intimacy for me is me being me in front of you.
Me being me in front of you. Isn't that
very
beautiful?
Very simple. Yeah. That's intimacy. I mean, we think it's a complicated thing because we never were taught that, but I love the book. So one more time, girls and boys, how can we get the book?
Well, our website is intimacyretreats.com. Intimacyretreats.com is our website. And the book, Tantric Sex for Busy Couples, is available at the website, at our website. You can get an autographed copy that way. It's also available at any bookstore, or if it's not carried, it'll order it. It's available online at Amazon and every bookstore. It's we didn't self-publish it. It's a published book.
Nationally distributed book.
You can walk into any brick-and-mortar bookstore and order it. And it's a small book. It's kind of fun because at first when the publisher made it a small book, I was a little concerned, and then people say, oh, they love it because they can kind of carry it in their purse, you know.
Right.
No, and you have great quotes in there, and it just so brings the male and the female perspective in. But tell us, you're having a upcoming workshop. Where is that?
We're always having an upcoming workshop. Right now, this month, we have workshops in Siesta Key, which is Sarasota, Florida, where we live. We have workshops in Siesta Key every month. We'll be having one each month this fall, and as well as over the New Year's weekend or the weekend after New Year's, there's one here. And Valentine's Day, we always have workshops in Siesta Key, Florida. It's the most beautiful beach. You can attest to that, Howard.
Yes.
And this month, and occasionally, we have workshops at Caliente Resort, which is near Tampa. And also, we have them in other locations. We'll be on the east coast of Florida this fall. And in Mexico, we do a whole week workshop, intimacy retreat.
Phenomenal location, absolutely. To die for location, Tulum, Mexico. It's really gorgeous on the Caribbean side.
Wow. And all of this information is at our website, intimacyretreats.com. And we have a newsletter and keep people updated. We just got back from a workshop in Utah, actually.
If somebody wanted to have a weekend workshop,
10,000 feet up in the air,
they can contact you.
They can contact us through the website, or they can call 877-282-4244. 877-282-4244 is our toll-free number, and they can also email us through the website. And when they email us through the website, intimacyretreats.com, let us know that you listen to the show. We love knowing who heard about that. And you'll also get a free copy of an e-book called Tea Ceremony for Lovers. This
is what a wonderful
title.
Out
of the Japanese tea ceremony tradition that we rewrote, in a sense, to make it an intimate practice for couples, a very meaningful, in-the-moment, mindful taking of tea. It's called the Tea Ceremony for Lovers. It's an e-book, and it's free.
We just have a couple more minutes. I just want to read in the back of the book over here because I love this. The simple yet powerful exercises she describes, being Diana, involving eye contact, touch, energy, awareness, and focus movement are easy to incorporate into even the busiest day. Although the emphasis is on intimacy rather than orgasm, the practices are designed to provide plenty of both. Whether you are male or female, young or old, gay or straight, they deepen connection, sexual, emotional, and spiritual, create intimate and sacred space between partners, and awaken the sexual energy and direct it towards maximum pleasure and meaning. I mean, this summarization of the whole book is awesome. I'm just because my name's on it, it's a great, great book. I mean, I'm totally impressed.
You have a wonderful quote there, Howard. Yeah.
When I lived there, you took me to another level with learning intimacy. I learned a lot from Richard because he had the same questions I had. And to learn the peaceful passion is awesome. And we don't do it every morning or every night, but we do it, you know, probably 90% of the time. And it's great because there isn't any strings attached. It's just this connection with my lover, with Meg. And it's wonderful. The eye contact is very, very important.
Yeah, the eye contact. That's, you know, being me in front of you, into me see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. And, yeah, the publisher chose your quote for the back of the book. And we had a lot of endorsements from sex therapists and authors and tantric teachers and Buddhist writers. Actually, we had a lot of endorsements on the book. And they chose your comment to put on the back. I thought that was really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Articulate and profound as it was.
Dr. Hitch is very expressive when he chooses to be. From the heart.
Well, it's been really great being, you know, being on your show and getting to hear your voice, Dr. Vijay.
Well, thank you both for coming on, and we look forward to having you more and more often in our next couple of shows. You know, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of questions from our listeners. And you know, I hope everyone takes an opportunity to come and visit you in your workshops, and definitely get the book.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a great book. It's maybe like 200 pages with some illustrations. A great read. Diana is articulate and poetic. And, of course, my comments really do give it a great balance. I recommend it to everyone.
Absolutely.
It's a great gift for the holidays, a great gift for Valentine's Day, for birthdays, for anniversaries. You know, it'll rekindle that flame that for so many couples, that flame just goes out. And it's really sad. And I really appreciate it, and I love both you guys. I hope you guys come on next time. I'll give you a call, and we'll even talk longer.
Excellent. We'd really love to.
opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. The people that have listened to our show for the first 45 minutes was awesome information on tantric sex. I love the book, Vijay. When Richard and Diana, somebody's phone is ringing. Richard and Diana were on the show. They talk basically on how to keep it simple, how to be intimate. I mean, the book is so light. I hope somebody answers that phone.
Yeah, Ben.
Okay, so let's go on to our next guest over there, Dr. Evelyn Edelmuth. She has an awesome treatment center, an all 100% organic treatment center. This is a rarity, Vijay. I don't know, you probably know this
tell
too.
Us, that, tell us that, more, Howard. I know that Dr. Edelmuth is here now with us in the studio. Tell us more about the center.
Well, hi, Vijay. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Great show, by the way. Our center is 100% green, which is quite rare. There's no other center like that, like this in the world that I know of. We recycle our own water. We have solar panels, and we create our own electricity. We grow all of our vegetables. This center is for people who have problems with drugs and alcohol and internet and gambling addictions. And we are in Panama, in the country of Panama, not the city of Panama, in Florida. So we're in Central America. And so we're very excited. We're opening in 3 weeks. And
well, I'm impressed by your website,
yes.
Laguna Azul,
A-Z-U-L
center.com, and it talks about the treatment center specifically for men. This is really interesting because
most
of them, you know, it's co-op. The men and women go to the treatment centers, but to have a 100% all organic, all green ecologically minded treatment center off the busy path, strictly for men. You're first of a kind.
That's right. Laguna Azul Center. Yes, in Panama. It's www.lagunaazulcenter.com.
So you have LagunaAzulCenter.com.
Yes, you have to see that website. It's beautiful.
Is there a phone number? Is there a local phone number people could call?
Yes, it's a toll-free number. It's 888-353-3350. Easy. It's 888-353-3350. Yes.
Great.
So please go visit the website, and maybe next time we'll talk more about it. So it's nice to be with you guys in the show, and we'll tell you more about the treatment center next time. Hopefully next week I can discuss a little bit more. I know that you're going to have some interventionists, I think, on
yes,
the show.
Yes, we're going to have Ken Seeley coming on, and this is such a nice tie-in, Dr. Edelos.
That's very exactly
nice.
Right. So maybe next week I'll call in again and we'll discuss a little bit further. How's that?
Okay, great. Well, have a safe trip back and then listen to our show. If you didn't get a chance to listen to our show, it'll be on again at actually 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and then all our shows are archived. So if I don't hear from you next week, I will absolutely promote the show. Promote to the treatment center because you know how I feel about chemical and codependency. And I love the fact, too, that you also incorporated, besides drugs and alcohol, internet addiction. Interesting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I think that people are, forgetting about family, about tantric sex, about looking into each other's eyes and connecting with one another in the universe and isolating. And looking into the computers, into the phones, into the TV, gambling a lot more, and it's another form of addiction without noticing, you know, which is very, very sad. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. Thank you.
Great.
So let's talk about our next week's guest, Dr. H. He's a world-renowned interventionist, Dr. Ken Seeley, and he's one of the hosts of A&E's hit television series called
We watch this pretty much every week. It's fascinating. They usually have two cases going on, and it's tough. You know, I've done some therapy work, counseling as a drug and alcohol counselor for a number of years, and I worked with the Treatment Center for Adolescents in Florida many, many years ago. And to have an intervention is very powerful, very, very powerful. It's hoping to allow the person that's being intervened to hit his or her bottom. And I love the way Ken comes across. He's the youngest of the three people that have the interventions or actually lead the interventions. And I love the fact of his new book, Face It and Fix It. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I have talked about this in the past that it seems the energy flow for the past, year and a half has been, people's issues are starting to come up, whether it's whatever type of addiction, whether it's whatever type of codependency or just everyday life. It's coming up and hit him in the face and say, okay, do we deal with this now or do we just go back in denial and just stuff it? Let's put it under the rug again and not deal with this like with a relationship or just, you know, everyday life. Excuse me, but
you said a very important word there, denial, and I like the fact that it's not just talking about just addictions, which, sad to say, a number of people in our society and communities are facing. It's like a silent killer, you know. But the most important word is denial, and denial is the number one symptom of all addictions. And whether it's like, you know, it may be small and innocent, like he says in his book, that when you're trying to excel in your job as much as you can, or you should be, and you're not, or it could be, you know, large and potentially lethal, like a full-blown addiction. But Ken Seeley has a very personal experience to bring to the table on this, and he works tirelessly with couples and you know, individuals and families, on those devastating problems that, you know, come in the wake and complications of addictions. So we're very, very thrilled that we can have him on next week.
This treatment center that Dr. Edelman talked about, I met her a few days ago, and to go to some of these treatment centers are I don't want to be biased, but sometimes they're like a pleasure hotel type of thing. Now, here you're working on letting go, you're working on surrender, also taking care of the body physically, you know, where you're not going to have processed foods or you're not going to have sugar or caffeine. You know, it's a lot of things that, as you know, to become clean and sober.
Right.
And we can switch to become addicted to sodas. We can become addicted to caffeine, to sugar. I mean, everything is in sugar. To go to a treatment center that's totally 100% organic, as far as I'm concerned, it's called clean and green, has had that ability to learn how to work through physically, emotionally, spiritually these addictions, and also how to continue on one day at a time a healthy lifestyle on eating healthy. You know, you and I present that. We're going to do this weekend when we're at the cancer conference. We're going to talk to people about nutrition and diet and what foods to stay away from, what foods to eat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope people, again, we want to iterate, it's the 37th Annual Cancer Convention, and we hope to see you there at the Sheraton Universal Labor Day weekend. So having said that, we want to say goodbye, and we'll see you there at the convention, and, you know, we love you. All right? See you soon.
If someone else has told you that they love you today, let me be the first to love you all. Talk to you next week.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.